Kumlan of Lakimara. We are up to Daf Yud Amid Aleph, five lines from the top. We're learning the concept of Palgin and Debura. We separate your testimony into two parts. The parts we don't believe and discount. The parts we could believe, we believe.
It could be.
It's around the year. Oh, test. It's test.
Close.
But Omar Rava says, Rava, Pliny bo al naida hamorosam. He says that Yankel had an affair with a girl, but you don't mention her by name. A girl that's engaged, the Huzmu, and turned out to be, and he tried to kill that person, obviously, and then the Eidim were found to be liars, and they had rug and they got killed, but the Eim Mishal and Mammon, there's no payment of money here. There's no money involved. However, what money would you play? The reason why the money you pay is the ksuva that she forfeits, but not the full value of the ksuva, the face value, but what it will be worth today if she wants to sell today. But since we don't know who the woman is, so therefore there's nobody going to lose money here. However, if you nominate the woman, they get killed and they pay money. Why do you get killed and pay money? We learned before, come with the rabbinay. And l'cheira, they're getting killed because they try to kill the woman, and they're paying money because they try to make her lose money. Because mama lezeh lefash is there, because over here the money goes to the father. In yesterday's gemara, she was a married woman. A married woman, the money ksuva goes to her. So therefore, come with the rabbinay, because they're both coming, they're both punishments for the same person. Here, the money, the ksuva, because she only got engaged, and she's a naira hamurasa, everything kol shevach nureh, the base of here goes to the father. So the father would have lost the money of the ksuba. If she would have gotten divorced while she was engaged, the money would have gone to the father, and they would have got killed because of the girl. So therefore, you get both punishments.
Isn't
it
logical to get
divorced? No, only went to one person. It's two different avedas. Two different people you're hurting here. And the chiddush is, even though it's one maisa, but two people, there's no coming to rabbinay.
So coming to the rabbinate doesn't apply if it's two separate cases.
Two different losses, or whatever you want to call it, two different damages. And not everyone agrees, but that's what the Rava says. If I'm a Rava, Rava says, Pliny Rava Hashai, that person had a bestiality with Ashai, but didn't nominate Ashai. But whose mood? The Shoy wouldn't have got killed. There's no Shoy here. But Shoy is a plainy. So what you try to do? You try to kill the person and then kill the Shoy, which means you're causing a loss to the Baal Bas. But who's the Rogin of Mishalmin? Because Mammon. Mammon Lazev, who's Mammon Lazev, and the Fasha Zev. He just told us the principle that we pay money and that they would be circus different people. I know, the same thing. So I said, no, there's a question that Rava himself asked. The boy, Rava, plainly Rava Shaydi, that this person committed bestiality with my Shayd, which means that he's going to kill his own Shayd. Is a person a kadav regarding his money that he's not believed? Me, I mean, the boy, after he asked the question, how the boy resolved it. Adam Kodav Eitzel Atma, the Ain Adam Kodav Eitzel Mainis, so we will therefore kill your Shayd as well. Makas, the Mishnah said, and Malkas is 3, and Rabbi Shimon says 23. What's going on here? Makas Bishloisha, first of all, how do you know this 3? Omar Rabhuna, Omar Krah, there's a posseg where it says, there'll be an argument between people that come to judgment. It says, Ushvatim, we should judge them, be it Stiko is a Tzadik, be it Shir is a Rasha, and then it says, if you're intelligent, you hit the Rosh. So we dash in Ushvatum and they should judge in that Shnayim. That's two judges. And we're talking about Malkus there. Because it says, Imbin Hakkas Rosh, talking about Malkus. It says, right before that, Ushvatim, you should judge them too. And we have a rule, Vein Bez and Shokol is not an even number. Masif Narechin, one more. Hadikan Shloish, a total of 3. Elamay, Solom has a question. If you're going to make the Cheshbin, that what it says in plural of Ushvatim, it means two dayonim, and if you don't have an alpha middle of the page. Vitzdiku, then it says Vitzdiku is a tzaddik, Vishi is a rosha. Vitzdiku is in plural, that's another two. Vishi is another two. It should be 6 judges or 7 in total. Vishnayim, Marikan Shiva, a total of 7. Says the Gemara, Hume boy, Likidul, we need that for Ula. The Amar Ula says, Remez le Eidim Zaymin atayim. How do you know a Remez for Eidim Zaymin? How do you know that Eidim Zaymin get Malchus? So the Gemara pounces, Remez le Eidim Zaymin, Vaksiv, and Posse, Kasha Zomim. Yeah, you should do Kasha Zomim last Lachi, which you should do to him. El remez le edim zaymin shaloykim inayin. How do you know that edim zaymin get malchus? So we're talking about a case where they're not doing hazama, We're talking about a case where, for example, they accuse this person of being a ben grusha ben chalutza, which the din is in the first Mishnah. We learn that you cannot punish the Edom with the same punishment that they want to do to other people. So therefore, because you do the loyal, that there's children and so on and so forth. So in cases where you cannot fulfill kasha zom, how do you know at least they get malchus? The chassidut says v'itzdiku es atzadik, v'hishiyu es arasha. And then it says, well, he'd been hakas rasha. Now, l'chayda, we understand if you found the guilty party guilty, you have to give malchus. I understand. What's the relevance here if it's dikas a tzaddik? What is that? How does the segue from that go to giving malchus? Omit that part of the passage. He just said, v'yishiyas a rasha, and give him malchus. Meshum, it's dikas a tzaddik, v'yishiyas a rasha, well, he'd been hakas rasha, give him malchus. How does it's dikas a tzaddik relate to all this? Ella, this is pshat. We're talking about Edom Zaymin. They started out being a righteous person. The Edom came along, accused them of being of a guilty person. Then they were found to be liars. So he came back, reverted back to being righteous people. So Vitzdik is a tzaddik. We found the first defendant actually was a tzaddik. Vishiz a Rosh, and the Edom came in with a shame. And what do? You give him malchus. Vitzdik is a tzaddik. The Mikore, Vishavin la Roshayim, Vahayim bin Hakkas a Rosh. Freddy Gimore. Why do I need a special posse with Zdikas a tzaddik to say they get malchus? Vitapok, Lame It says in the Pasuk Lisana B'riach Echok, you should not give false testimony. Isn't that enough to give you malchus chalav? Should have lav she'im b'maisa, b'chol lav she'im b'maisa in loikin lav. Big malchay d'shoinim harilim shadiyah. Oh, dibur is not maisa. There's a big malchay d'shoinim harilim shadiyah more. So what's the conclusion? Why do they get malchus? So the Rashi takes a linear Pasuk like malchus with Zdikas a tzaddik. Mitzad Lisana, they don't get malchus, lav she'im b'maisa. Why are you getting malchus with Zdikas a tzaddik? Many other Rishonim learn in the Gemara Makkos in the beginning, they're fakert. The Gemara is saying they're getting Malkus or Lysana. But Lysana on its own would not get Malkus. But now that we have the Pasuk with Zdikas at Tzadi, which is a Joshua, tells us that this Lysana will give them Malkus. My Nafkamina. Nafkamina is when you make the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz and you give Malkus. Is that a din in Kasha Zomam or is that a din in Lysana? Nafkamina is Eden Zayman don't require Hasra. But every other Aveda in the Torah needs Hasra. It's kasha zamam. The Edom don't have to be warned before they get the testimony because they wanted to kill somebody without a warning because it's above Maisa. So they themselves would get killed exactly the same way. Therefore, there's no problem. But if you learn it's from Loisana, it's like a regular lav. Every lav in the Torah needs a hasra. Therefore, the Edom Zayman, as soon as they start talking to us about it, Ben Gush Rechlutz, for example, before they say the Edom, will say, we warn you that if you're lying, you can get punished. You can get malchus. Because if not, we can't do it. That's enough to come in if you learn from Lysana.
So
Never. The Gemara asks why not. The Gemara says because they are going to be scared to say this. The Gemara wants you to, if you do it a while before, then they'll say they forgot. It has to be Turkey Libur. And if it's Turkey Libur, they're going to be intimidated. But when it comes to here, to Ben Gurion Chalutza, we will tell them. Then you want to write two dots. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Be'esim V'Shloisha 23. My time, Rabbi Shmuel, what's his for? Omer Rabbi Abai says, Asi, we learn out, Rosh, Mechayove, Mises. We learn out Rosh, from those who are Chay, Mises. Ksiv, here it says, Vahayim, Bin, Hakas, Rosh. He gave Malkas to a Rosh. Ksiv, Hossam, and there it says, you shouldn't pay somebody ransom money, Mikla, don't take any ransom money from them, not ransom money, don't take any redemption money from them, blood money. He says it, Ashu, Rosh, Lomos, because he's an evil person, he has to be put to death. So he's both of them, we connote the word Russia. We use it, we name them a Russia. He's Malahal and Bezim Shalisha. This is about Mises 23. I've got Bezim Shalisha 23. So Abai Lindig, there's Shava. Russia. Rava, Amarava says, Malkus, B'makam Mises Medes. Malkus is a form of Mises. How's Malkus a form of Mises? Rashi says, in the bottom of the page, Rashi, Malkus, third wide line, Malkus, B'makam Mises Medes. The Kivan do Evra is Haras Boyre. He's over the Abish's Mitzvah. Rau Lomus. The what Rashi says, every aveda is this way. You suit your own to die. When misses zu konos olav kosev, and this misses the Eibush still levied allegedly against them. Hadi ukaachas ben misses. This is no different than any other misses. You were over the rotsan of Hashem, and the Eibush said, "This is what you do. It's like a misses." Because this is the only other thing we do with your body. So every cap of punishment, every time you get malchus, regardless of what aveda is, this is how the Eibush said, "This is the misses I'm going to give you. You were over an aveda, and I want to punish you bodily." Look in Taisa, the last Taisa on the page. Yashmir Foshim, interesting pshat. You know why? Because what happens to a Bnei Noach if they did commit an Aveda, one of their Zayin Mitzvahs? They get killed. The Yidin, they said, Rachmanis, they said, I'll give you Malkus. Had they been a Goy, they would have got killed. So therefore, Malkus ben Mokam Issa. As a Yid, Lachayim were more Machma than a Goy. Yes, before Shem, Mishum, the Bnei Noach, as a Rosson, Zumi Sosson, that's their punishment, they get killed. They were learning Morris and Hedrin, and later on as well, later on. The Eden, they get Malkus instead of the Goy getting Misa. So this one, that's Pshat Misa Malkus Mokum Misa. That's one Pshat. The Bnei Noach. In other words, we have some kind of Shaykhis to Bnei Noach, and therefore we can link back. However, we can say that Pshat makes sense if the Eden used to be a Bnei Noach, and then Matan Torah, they were added on Bnei Yisrael. If the Eden were never Bnei Noach, from the moment they began Eden, they only have the Bnei Noach. Then what Shaykhis do we have Bnei Noach? That's what Tyson is going to say. It happens sometimes they die during the Malkus, so therefore Malkus is like Misa. And the person who killed him, if it's a mistake, he doesn't go to Golos or anything else. So therefore, Misa is involved as well. The Koshel Lishnei Pishon Lada, the my part was when asking Yehochi Umdin Olamli, we have to measure it. I like Rashi Pshat best. Okay, back to Gemara. What's the Kosh? It says Gemara, I don't understand. So you're telling me, you need 23, Misa Malkum, Misa Medes. Oh, Rabachi, Rabachi, Yehochi, so Umdin Olamli, Lemichia. So why do you have to, Lamli, what do you have to measure, get a doctor in to see multiple cities, what he can take? Lemichia, let them give him patch. Imois, Lamas, let him die. Who cares? If Malkus is a form of Misa, and what he, give him 39. If he dies in the middle, he dies. Same thing. Where it says, "V'nikla ochicha le'necho yishigam Malkus, your brother in your eyes, and he has to be a living brother." Ki mochi is a gabba, the chai mochi is when you smack him, you slap him, he has to be a living person. But he might, okay. A lot of times we learn, Amdullah Kabbal Esim, if they assess they can only receive 20 Malkus, and he's supposed to get in multiples of three, you give him 18. Ey, maki noise, el makas aruidu shtalash. The kamhai in times of 18. Now, why did you give him 21? He'll die after the 21st. But when you gave him the 21st, he was still alive. Still capable. Is lemichia esim chad? Even the multiple 3:21. V'chi ma'is b'ha chod leimus. If he dies, there's one thing. Let him die. Okay, mochis agav the chayikum mochis. When you smacked him, he was a living person. Amalei said to him, Amakra. The pasuk says, "V'nikla achicha le'enecha." That means that even after you smacked him, he should still be your chicha. He should still be your brother alive. You need him even after you smacked him, after you gave him the malchus, the lashes, he'll still be alive. The mission said it's Ibur HaChodesh. What is Ibur HaChodesh? We know what Kiddush HaChodesh is. We know what Chishuv HaChodesh is, which is to calculate before the age of come when we think the new moon will form. But what is this Ibur HaChodesh? The mother Chishuv Lektoni, Kiddush Lektoni, Eli Ibur. What does it mean? What's his Ibur? No, it sounds like Ibur HaChodesh means you need three people to tell us that the Chodesh is an extra day. That's what it sounds like. That if the full month for 31 days, it's called Ibur HaChodesh because it's a full month. And that's when the Bezna to say that it's 3 days. So L'Chodesh, what do you need that for? Loyle Kacha, if you don't make the 30th day to Chodesh, everyone will automatically know that the 31st is. It automatically becomes the 31st day of Chodesh. Why do we need a Bezna free? Say Ibur HaChodesh. So we're going to have three answers. Three different shittas. Amar Rabbi, I get the first answer. Tani, learn the four answers actually. Learn Tani Kiddush HaChodesh. Take away the word Ibur, learn the word Kiddush HaChodesh, and regardless, whichever day is the new month, the 30th, 31st, you have to make Kiddush HaChodesh. You know the famous Rambam, actually the Malbach, how we learned the phrase Rambam. What's the whole idea of every Shabbos that we go? Mechlek is when Hillel made the calendar. Was he Mekadosh all the months, or he just did the Ibur HaChodesh? And we do the Kiddush HaChodesh on Shabbos Avarchim. When we do the Kiddush HaChodesh, what actually we're doing? So the Malbach learned Pshat based on the Rambam. That the Pshat is that when Klal Yisroel, Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam said that if all the Eden decide to give smicha to a Bezin, the Bezin has smicha. So if Klal Yisroel and the Shabbos before are all Mekadosh HaChodesh, that we're conferring upon a Bezin and a Yisroel that they should be able to be making HaChodesh. So we are making HaChodesh now. We're Kaveh HaChodesh right now. And that's the Bashan Dvod, that on Shabbat Vorchim Tishrei, the Abish has been Kaveh the Chodesh. The other way of learning is to know that Hillel was able to be Makadish every single month, even Sadovah Shalom. But all that, everyone talks about it. You'd be able to be Makadish every month, and we're just going through the Atfilah. Nothing more than that. Because the Ram himself says, Adovah Tzarech Hech, he's not 100% sure, certainly. So Abai says, Kiddush HaChodesh. Tanya, I'm going to be learned. Kiddush HaChodesh V'Ibur HaShana B'Shloisha. So we see clearly the deliberately changed from Ibur to Kiddush to tell you that we're talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, and Kiddush HaChodesh needs a bezin of three. Divrei Rameh. Okay, that's a bayis answer. So whether it's the 30th day, regardless of the 31st, you always have to mekadesh it. Amar Rav, I disagree. You only have to mekadesh only one of them. There's two possibilities of chodesh, either the 30th day or the 31st day. Only one of them you have to mekadesh, and which one you have to mekadesh on the day of Ibur, the 31st day. That's why the Mishnah uses the word Ibur chodesh, because when are you going to be mekadesh the chodesh on the 31st day? If it's the 30th day, then Adam come in, Bezin not say anything. It's automatically chodesh. If it's the 31st day, Then the bezin has to be kaddish. Amar Rav ha ibur tani. Elam Rav ha kiddush. I don't like the word changing the word ibur to kiddush. The Mishnah clearly says kiddush. So Rav says kiddush b'yayim ibur. You want to learn the Mishnah holds that on both days you have to be kaddish. No, the Mishnah is saying you know when you be kaddish on the yayim ibur on the 31st day. Bishloisha with three people. Achari b'leka kiddush. Yeah. So Yom Ibur means the 30th day. This is the day that you're going to cross over if you are going to make it 31 days. So on the 30th day, on the 30th day is the day that you're going to declare the Chodesh, because this is the day that you are going to cross over Ibur if you want to make a 31st day. So only if it's the first day of Chodesh you announce it. Otherwise, automatically, everyone realizes that the next day you have no choice. You have 2 days of Chodesh. If today isn't, then tomorrow is. But if it goes to the 31st day, you don't have to mekadesh it. It's automatic. The Abish, the expression is the Abish is mekadesh it.
When the 31 days?
Always. 31st day means it's, yeah, 2 days. That means it's 2 days of Chodesh. It's the second day is the real Chodesh. If it's 1 day of Chodesh, that means it's a chasen. It's a chasen and molly. Umanin, who's author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar Metzodik, it's not, it wasn't Metzodik, I mean, in lo nida bezmane, mekachin, I say. When do you mekadosh it? Only if nida bezmane on the 30th day. But if it didn't see the 30th day, you know, mekadosh it, shekvar kichu v'shamayim. Because the Eivish day already was mekadosh it. The Eivish was mekadosh it. That what? The Bezdin of Lamaila was mekadosh it already yesterday. So the way the Rashi learns over here is the Bezin Shel Maila is Mekadosh. The way Tesis brings from Rashi and Hashanah is that the Bezin Shel Maila waits for the Bezin Shel Mata to be Mekadosh. And then they're Mekadosh. In other words, so therefore the Bezin Shel Maila, I just remember now, the famous question to ask on this hill making the calendar, if he was Mekadosh the calendar back then, like everybody says, like Parsha Pshat is, then how come the second night of Chedesh you forgot the Yalu Yovid by Maidiv? You don't repeat it because we say that you're not Mekadosh the Chodesh by night, only by day. But he was ready to Mekadosh it way before. Only today, only then when you had Eidim come and you had to wait till the morning to come so you can Mekadosh the Chodesh by Laila. But according to Hillel, if he already made the calendars and he already knew
so
when it's two,
doing now is
we do nothing. We're just, according to the Pshat, not like Malbach was making the Chodesh, but the normal Pshat, Hillel did everything. So why don't you make it repeat Howl? And some actually want to pass him that the second night of Chodesh today, you do have to repeat Howl, Yal V'Yavai. Because there's no such thing. Ain't Mekadosh. He's a Mekadosh already.
If we're doing nothing, then why don't we make a bracha?
What bracha do you make?
Oh, you're
yeah. Tell me your tefillah. Yeah. Anyway. Rab Nachman says, and when it comes to the second day, the Bezin Shomayel is waiting for Bezin Shomata. If we weren't Mekadosh the first day, so Bezin Shomayel knows we're going to have to Mekadosh tomorrow, so why wait till Bezin Shomata? They're going to do it already at night. So Kvar Kichum is they already did it at night. By if it's the first day, Bezin Shomayel can't do anything. They have to wait for us to mekadosh the chodesh atem afilu shaygin atem afilu mezid and all that. They have to wait for us to mekadosh the chodesh. So therefore, they don't do anything. We have to be mekadosh the chodesh. Come the second day, kvar kichul lemaila. They already know we're going to mekadosh the second day. So they don't wait for us. They already do it themselves. So it's the bezin shomayla. Yeah. So according to that pshat, bezin shomayla waits for bezin shomata. According to Rashi here, it's always bezin shomata doing it. That's one answer. Rav Nachman says no. I hold the kiddush achadibur b'shloish vaket. Only if you have an extra day, 2 days of chodesh, that's when bezin. That's when we have to have three people on the second day. But yom ibur like a kiddush. But if it's a short, if it's a chassid, you don't have to have three people.
According to Nachman, all that happens is that the eidim are examined by the bezin.
Yeah.
On the 30th.
And bezin says, yeah, they don't have to use the word.
Bezin doesn't say anything.
They don't have to say mekudesh. They don't say those words.
That's right.
So they say we accept your eidus. That's it. Who does our mission to play more? Tanya, play more. Biz money. If it's a chash, the aim of catch noise. We know it's money because every new month, every mile is 29.5 days. So biz money when I'm a kaddish it. Shaloi biz money is mekatch noise. But loy biz money, that's when you're mekaddish it. Because if it comes time, you don't need a chizuk. That's the time. Rav Ashi gives another answer, fourth answer. La elam chishuk tani. No, talking about the calculations you need to be. My ibur chishuv the ibur with calculating whether we should ma'aber. The id the kabbalah. So why do we use the word kiddush when we actually mean ibur? My id the kabbalah misna. So says ibur. Why do we use the word ibur chaydish? It says mission ibur chaydish. Kind of modern lush ibur chaydish. If you're saying the mission is talking about the calculation, use the word chishuv. Or we had the word kiddush. We have to give a whole reason why it's kiddush because you ain't ibur or not ibur. But why doesn't it say chishuv? So he says, you know why? Since when it comes to ibur shana, we need to use the word ibur. Tarnami ibur chaydish as well. Chishuv chaydish in kiddush chaydish loy. Mani, who's the author of our mission that only ibur chaydish is three but nothing else? Rabbi Lezi. Tanya Blazer, bain bizmana, he holds bain bizmana. Bishop bizmana ain't make kachrish. Sabai holds bain bizmana, bizmana, you always make kachrish. Rav Ram Nachman holds one of those days, you are one, then you're not, machlekes which one. And now you have a blazer, he never make kachrish. Shanaman says, Vikidash tem mishnah chamishi. You know when bezin is make kachrish? Only when it comes to yevil. Shanish. Shani matem make kachrish, and make kachrish chadashim. Okay, Rav Shimgamil says, Shloisha, he says three, then five, then seven. Tanya learned, Kate said, Rav Shimgamil. How does Shimon say b'shloisha maschili in three you start over chamisha noisim and noisim and five you continue in three start and if the three say we should continue then they continue the big machlek is v'noisim v'noisim b'chamisha noisim then they continue debating with five people and then v'goyim b'shiva you finish with seven when you say you decide to make a seven big machlek is shayim. What happens if all three unanimously agree we have to make an ibur? An Iber Shana or Iber Chodesh, do you then still, Iber Shana, do you still have to go to 5 or 7? Or then, if it's unanimous, in other words, with Rashi's case, where the example is of 2 against 1, you know, 2 against 1, majority, then you bring in 5, and then majority, then you bring in 7. What about the all agree unanimously at the age, stage of 3 that you don't need anymore? So, the men, others hold that you don't need to bring more people in. Rashi still holds you need to bring more people because there's more right here. Gemara's case is the majority. Echad in Malaysia, v'shnayim in Malaysia, bati yachmuta. Shnayim in Malaysia, two people say, let's sit. The echad in Malaysia, ma'isif in Malaysia, shnayim another two v'noisim noisim medavas. So you see, the chayim pashtu gemara is the only time you bring more people in if there's a debate, if there's an argument. Shnayim in tzicha, shloishayim in tzicha, bati shnayim in yuta. Shloishayim in tzicha, shnayim in tzicha, ma'isif in another two. Ain't a minyan parchel b'shiv. We need seven. But gemara, what could the chesed three? Now, so till now it seems because the majority. However, hani shloishayim v'chamisha v'shiv k'neged me. Why do you go 3, 5, 7? What's the idea over here? And this part of the Gemara, it sounds like, even if there's no argument, I want you to have 3, 5, 7. Please, but Abit Chabamani Chadi Ime. Abit Chabamani argues one somebody with him, a man of Shimon Pazi, which makes him the more Choshver guy, Abit Chabamani Nachmani, or Amla the other way around. Shimon Pazi, the Chadi Ime, man of Shimon Nachmani. Chad Oma Kenegis Bichas Kaini. You have three brachas Bichas Kaini. The first one is 3, the next is 5, the next is 7. And we want that the Ibur Shana should be a source of bracha. Why are we doing the Ibur Shana? So that the season should be right. We want to be a source of bracha. So what bracha do we have better than Bichas Kainim? So 3, 5, 7. Of the Chadam, and now since we're talking about brachas and the brachas of Kainim come from the Eibishter, Ani Avorachim, you bench and I will bench the Eden. Not just Ani Avorachim, I bench the Kainim. I bench the Eden. So really, the Eibishter, the bracha. The Eibishter, let's work Machus Da'ara, Kei Machus Rekir. And what do we know about Machus Da'ara, the kingdom down here? Shloisha Keneged Shemri Hasaf, the different psukim shows you how many people were serving the king. There were three people standing there, the threshold, Chamisha Reb Mel, five, we used to see the king all the time, and Shiva Reb Mel by Achashvedish. Even though Achashvedish is a goy, he takes as a problem with that. Rashi is saying that we're learning from here how a kingdom works and the cover they give a king, and therefore when it comes to Ibur Shana, when we're giving the cover to the king, to Eibishter, so we have 3, 5, 7. Tony Rab Yosef Hani Shloisha v'Chamisha v'Shiva. He says it's actually a brisa. Shloisha k'neged Shemir Asaf v'Chamisha m'Reipin Melech and Shiva m'Reipin Melech. Oh, Abba Hamelech. Amalei Abay Rab Yosef. Oh, you knew all this time this brisa ad ha'idin in my time of the Polish Ramachim. Why did you say that? We would sit there and break our rack our heads and figure out where in the world they got this Cheshmer 3, 5, 7. You had a brisa. Amalehu lahada yedaina the tzichitu. Did I know that you wanted to know this? Maybe Yitzum Menoy Milsum Amalehu. Did you ever ask me a question I didn't answer you? I always answer you, so therefore you should have told me. Just two more lines. Tanamom, we learned, is man nosi tzorek nisim. Ein ma'abrin es hashana, when the ma'ab of the year, we said 3, 5, 7, ela b'mezumana, they need to be invited. They need to be invited. That was, we learned a whole series of beautiful stories, so we'll see you tomorrow. this is the judges who are going to decide to be Ma'abed Hashanah. Tomorrow's beautiful.